أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فولي وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام وحيثما كنتم فولوا وجوهكم شطره وإن الذين أوتوا الكتاب ليعلمون أنه الحق من ربهم وما الله بغافل عما يعملون. In the previous ayat, with regard to the subject of the Qibla and the changing of the Qibla from Baytul Muqaddas towards the Kaaba, towards Haram Sharif, with regard to that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that we saw that O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you desired that the Qibla must be changed to from Baytul Muqaddas towards the Kaaba, and that was instinctive in you. In you, inherent in you, you knew that the proper, the real Qibla is the Kaaba Sharif, and you wanted that. Though you were facing the Baytul Muqaddas according to the command of Allah Ta'ala, and in there also was a little, lot of good for that little while of 16-17 months. Anyway, now that you wanted that and you are looking up, waiting for that command all the time, so we give you this command now. فَوَلِّي وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. So turn and face towards the Kaaba and perform your namazes and your ibadat in that direction. So much so, وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرًا. Or جِسْ جَگَاتُمْ هُو to or jis jagah tum hua karo, phiro muh uske taraf, and wherever you may be, can turn and face towards the Kaaba. So much so that even if you are in Baytul Muqaddas itself, then though that was the Qibla at one time, but now from there also face the Kaaba and turn towards the Kaaba. And as explained, the reason for the great honor of where the Kaaba is made, that when the whole world was just water, a bubble appeared there at that point. And from there Allah spread the land of the world, all the continents, all the land, Allah spread it out. And then Allah Ta'ala said, اَيْتِيَا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا, that O land and water, obey me willingly or unwillingly. In any way you have to obey me. Are you going to obey me willingly or unwillingly? The very first place and the very first ground and very first thing that said we come willingly is where the Kaaba is, that sand. So therefore that became the most blessed, and Allah loves that the most. Allah is the center of the earth also. Allah put the Hajar-e-Aswad, which was Hajar-e-Abyad, the white stone from Kaaba Sharif, Allah put it there also, and by its radiance the whole system of the world is moving on, is carrying on. So Allah said, now wherever you are, even in Baytul Muqaddas, face towards the Kaaba and turn there. And this is a thing that your instinctive intuition, and you knew that the best place is the Kaaba that you should turn to. This was within you, and this not only you know, but the Ahle Kitab also. As we had read before, they made many very objections when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam turned away from there, from their Qibla, from their direction of Baytul Muqaddas. All funny types of accusation and criticisms they level. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ لَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. اور جن کو ملی ہے کتاب, البتہ جانتے ہیں کہ یہی ٹھیک ہے اس کے رب کے طرف سے. They also know, it's written in their kitabs also, that the Nabi of the last time, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his Qibla will be the Kaaba. He will follow Millat Ibrahim, and he will follow the Qibla of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, and the Kaaba which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam had built. And they knew that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the truth, that he will face the Qibla and he will face Kaaba. That also they knew, but they hide this, they don't make it known, and they change their kitab. And remember, وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ. Or Allah بِخَبَرْ نَهِي ان کا ان کی باتوں سے جو وہ کرتے ہیں. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not unaware of all this what they do, that they hide the truth and they conceal it, and that they don't acknowledge the truth of the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of what they are doing, what is in their hearts, what are their agendas, and what is their planning. And not only the Ahl-e Kitab, but Allah is fully aware of us also, that whether we are fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala because of pressure or because we are doing it willingfully from our own side, and we are doing it happily. And accordingly, Allah treats a person who is convinced in his heart and does everything not because of the pressure of society, of the family, of anyone else, but that he is doing it willfully and happily from his own side. Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of that, and accordingly Allah treats a person. So the Hakimana, the royal order of Allah Ta'ala, was to face Baytul Muqaddas for a while, and then permanently the Kaaba. So that has to be obeyed, whether we understand, we don't understand, willingly, unwillingly. And then, yeah, the beauty of the Quran and the teachings of Allah Ta'ala right through, not only the Hakimana command, the royal command, but the Hakimana also, the wisdom behind it. And the wisdom Allah explained here, that, oh my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you were desiring very much that the Kaaba must become your Qibla and you face the Qibla. We granted this to you. In other words, Allah Ta'ala showed the great honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we gave our command according to his desire. Allah is absolute. Allah does as he please. But to show the great honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the world could see that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is the most beloved to Allah Ta'ala. Like we for our children, a boss for his workers, an ustad for his student. If he does anything for anyone, because that person loves that, desires it, it shows what a special position that person has got in the heart of that ustad, in the heart of the boss, etc. That the boss can do as he pleases, but he did it according to the desire of that person. That shows the great prestige and great honor of that person. So in this way, Allah Ta'ala demonstrated to the world the great honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we made his Qibla also according to his desire. And of course, that was a proper, correct desire, because that was the most perfect Qibla and the most perfect direction to face, the Kaaba Sharif. May Allah bless us also, that if we also willfully and happily fulfill Allah's commandment, not because of any pressure or anything, and then the person gets the enjoyment of deen and realizes what is the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and that great enjoyment he experiences in his heart. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.